Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. I hope you are experiencing some warmth, quite unlike myself here in Connecticut, where it's freezing cold. However, I am still extremely grateful that I can be on this broadcast with you this amazing Sunday. Well, I do. Each and every day, I am just falling in love more and more with social media because my honored guest, although I've met her in person, we first connected on Facebook, and I was so honored and privileged to spend a little over a week with her in the Dominican Republic. So I tell you, you better brace yourself, because this is going to be a joyful, rocky ride on this episode tonight. So if you have not yet done so, I want for you to tweet, text, or even call your friends as I do my housekeepings and tell them that they need to join this dialogue here with us this evening. For those of you in the chat room, I want to welcome you. You are also welcome to call into the show by dialing 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Or if you chose to, you may write in that little box down below whatever your questions and remark is, and I will be sure to share it with callers. So before I bring my honor guest on live, she's been hanging out with me in virtual room, very excited to serve you. I want to do a bit of housekeeping. If you have not yet done so, I invite you to connect with me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne and also on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. Look for me, Daphne Clark Hudson, on LinkedIn. And just by Googling me, you can see other social media that I'm a part of. And I invite you to connect with me there. I also would love to get you on my mailing list so you can be kept informed of all the amazing things that I'm up to. You may do so by visit DaphneClarkHudson.com. DaphneClarkHudson.com. And for those of you who have been with me for a while, you know that I founded a nonprofit organization to provide a hot breakfast for the students at my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies, the Carmel Moravian School. And the name of my organization is the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And this program is created to provide breakfast, as I say. It's also on our agenda to build a cafeteria for the children after we start the breakfast feeding program. And we are also looking to implement and develop an empowerment program for the parents at school, because it's a farming community. They will be the one that's growing the produce that is cooked in that canteen so that they can have fresh produce every 2 days and provide a nutritious meal for the children. We are putting together a cruise on the Norwegian Epic. And the cruise consultant who is managing that is Todd Olinda Begg. Her telephone number is 0359-0094 or 203-818-3174. Please call her up and let her know you're calling about the cruise for the Empowering People Foundation, and she will give you all the details. I do look forward to your support in helping us to provide a nutritional meal for these students. You know that the breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And we do not want children to be going to school hungry. So whatever it is that you can give to us, please reach us by messaging us here on the radio show or send me a direct message at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. So I will go ahead and tell you thanks for your generous support. Now, without any further delay, I want to welcome my honored guest, and I think I can go ahead, I can call her friend, I can call her colleague, because she's doing amazing work. And those of you who are not yet familiar with her, she's just about to rock your world. I want to welcome my colleague and friend, I think I opened the wrong line. I want to welcome my friend Carla Detchin. Carla, how are you, my sister?
Oh, Daphne, I am so good, and you may absolutely, I'd be honored to have you call me your friend.
Thank you.
Such a wonderful time together in the Dominican Republic, and I just look forward to, you know, more things like this and whatever else 2014 brings to our friendship, so thank you for that.
Thank you. You know, and I just honor you for the work that you are doing. I want to welcome all the guests in the chat room, guests 27, 35, 30, 78, 31, 76, 31, 94, 32, 21, 32, 73, 32, 94, 3302, 3337, and I have a caller on the line. Your last four digits are 3148, and I'll open your line as soon as I get my guest to introduce herself. So, Carla, enough of me. Tell the people who you are.
Oh, Daphne, you know, I'm many things, but I think the top level of how I introduce myself is I'm an intuitive life coach. I'm a business owner. I like to think of myself as a visionary. I like to think of myself as bringing new things into the world. Mm-hmm. And that all came from a time period back about 20 years ago when, you know, I went through my own big work life crisis and just stopped everything and said, whoa, wait a minute, this isn't what I want to do. I mean, everything had been working really fine, but suddenly the work I was doing felt just empty and meaningless, mm-hmm. Daphne. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And that crisis was just the best kick in the booty I could have ever hoped for, and it changed everything. And so I went from what I had been doing, which was working in advertising, and I started, you know, studying and just all the things that I've ever wanted that ever called to me, I was ever interested in. I studied life coaching and then relationship coaching. I took a year-long leadership class. I dove into shamanism and mysticism and divination, and then I took, you know, a two-year program in energy coaching, and, you know, all along I was doing spiritual development, and all of that just rocked my world, changed everything, changed my worldview, changed, you know, eventually where I lived, changed my relationship status. It helped me find my amazing, incredible, gorgeous, supportive husband. It just changed everything. And when I realized the power of listening mm-hmm. to those pain points, listening to the things that seem like they're really challenging at the moment but are really there to wake us up and shift us and, you know, make us go in a different direction, mm-hmm. I mean, that's when I realized, okay, I have a lot to offer back. I've been through that walk. Mm-hmm. And now I can go and I can teach someone else.
I remember that day where you were in your corporate job doing extremely well, you know, people just respected the work that you were doing. But can you look back at this time and can you remember when you became, when you were awakened, when you got your aha moment and said, I got to be bold, I got to make this effort, and I got to step? Do you remember what that felt like?
Oh, I can remember a bunch of them, but the one that has the biggest impact is a friend of mine and I, and see, I didn't even know what coaching was at the time, but mm-hmm. this friend of mine and I were naturally coaching each other, and we decided mm-hmm. we were both sort of in a bit of a pain point. And mm-hmm. I lived at the time in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and we decided neither one of us had ever walked across the entire Golden Gate Bridge, and you know, I'd lived there many years. I thought, it's time to do that. So we
wow.
went for a walk. We were crossing the Golden Gate Bridge, and I was sort of grilling him about, you know, whatever mm-hmm. he, you know, his work stuff, his life, whatever.
Right.
And then he was like, all right, enough. What about you? What's wrong with your work?
Mm.
And then I just blurted it out, Daphne. I said,
wow.
what I do is empty and meaningless. And the impact on
wow.
my body was as if someone had, like, slugged me in the stomach.
Wow.
And I just went, I'm in trouble.
Know, walking up and stepping up to our truth is amazing. I want to just go to this caller we have online so we don't have them waiting so long. So just
okay.
hold your thought, caller. Caller, your last four digits are 3148. Would you be kind to introduce yourself and say where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller, your last four digits are 3148.
Well, we have shy people, that's all right.
Okay, well, maybe they are just listening. I'll come back to you. I just didn't want to, I don't want to have them holding on. Some people are
very
shy.
Polite. Uh-huh.
Okay, caller, I want to go right into your task for this evening and what it is you have to offer us. I grew up hearing about resolutions and I used to be one of the first.
Daphne, you're kind of breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure if the listeners are hearing that, but I need you to repeat what you just said because I'm not hearing it.
All right. I'm saying I want us to go into the task for today. Is that better?
That's much better. Perfect. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. And I grew up hearing about and learning about and at one stage was even involved in resolutions and all of that. And then all of a sudden I woke up and realized it's not about intention. It's not about resolutions, but there was something greater. And I know that you're going to talk about a lot of that, but I don't know where you want to start. I know we spoke about you doing meditation. I don't know if you want to start with that or
no. Let's have a conversation about resolutions because I know that both of us treat the new year and that new opening very differently than we used to.
Yes.
And I know that when I was younger, I followed along and I was like, I'm supposed to have resolutions. Let me write down five or six things. And I didn't give a lot of thought to it. I didn't put a lot of intention behind it. And I was just sort of going along with what the typical resolutions that I heard people, saying. So a lot of, you know, work out more, you know, go to the gym, lose some weight, have more fun. Be nicer to my, you know, boyfriend at the time or, I never smoked, but I know people, you know, it's a big time for quitting smoking. And, you know, maybe some nice altruistic thing like I should volunteer more. And by the way, these are all fabulous ideas and they're very good things to do. And I don't want you to not do them, but when we just put a list like that down, then we set ourselves up for failure because we're not really putting a lot of thought or feeling or real deep understanding as to, you you know, why we want these things. I mean, I know that at least that was the case for me when I was younger. As I said, I was just kind of, oh, this is what you do at New Year's. You write some resolutions, and then it's okay to break them because that's what happens.
Yeah, on the third day, by the 3rd of January, those things are gone out the door because as I observe other people and sometimes even myself, there were not much depth to what was on that list. Because when you write something like you want to work out more, that really doesn't mean anything. You write it on the paper, but what is more?
Right.
More is not describing anything. I mean, for someone who is not working out, if they work out for an hour a day, that's more because they haven't been doing anything.
So are you kidding? 10 minutes would be more.
Would be more. And that was a part of my pet peeve. People have no depth to what they were doing. And those were the reasons why they were not able to follow through. And it's like people waited until midnight on December 31st of whatever year to pull that same out a new date on it. So I'm glad that we are having this conversation now. And,
I'm sure today's January 5th. I am sure there's already people who have broken their resolutions. I mean, there's just no question about it. And then they're feeling badly about it. And that's the thing. I don't want people to feel badly about these things because you shouldn't feel badly about something that actually wasn't set with the right energy. It wasn't set with the right intention. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, you know, what would it be like to have a resolution that was really, you know, grounded into what you truly want, what's really important to you, and that you could, you know,
I was going to say what I want people to also consider as you look at the word resolution and you listen to what Carla is about to share with you. I want for you to personally and intimately define what that means for you, because too many people are going around creating lists based on what siblings are saying and doing. Instead of custom designing something for their dreams and desires. And that's what I want people to listen with intention to the conversation that is taking place right now.
I agree. I know that, you know, for example, I happen to know what you did on New Year's Eve, that you were working on your vision boards.
That's right.
You were really specifically diving in deeply to what you really wanted to bring, into the new year.
Yeah, Carla, it's interesting that you said that because I've been staying for a long time. I got divorced back in 1985. I have not dated or anything like that. I was raising my son all by myself. My son is now 30-something years old. So I've been single for an extremely long time. And I was speaking with a friend of mine from LinkedIn on the telephone. And he asked me why I didn't have a husband. And when he asked me the question, out of the blue, I went, because we weren't talking about anything to do with relationship. And he asked me that question, and I honestly said to him, I don't think I was open for it. So I was extremely proud when I worked on my vision, my intentions for 2014. I was proud to put on it that I'm ready to start a committed, loving relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was comfortable writing that.
Well, it's a totally different perspective to see it from that place too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I know that you, and how interesting for you that suddenly you were sort of woken up to, wow, I've got all this beautiful business stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything
mm-hmm.
about my personal life in here.
That's right. And you know, I have an extremely strong personality, and I know that the right person out there for me. It's not everybody out there is going to look and get intimidated about me. But until I'm ready to attract him, he's going to be running a mile a distance away from me. So this is the year he's not going to be running from, but he'll be running towards. So I'm sure
nice.
Going to be announcing it on here when he ends up where he's supposed to be. Yes, how do we begin to rock 2014? What you got for us?
Well, when I want to look at resolutions, I want to look deeper than those top level things, okay? Mm-hmm. So things that I was talking about, you know, like lose 20 pounds or go to the gym or, you know, quit smoking, as I said, those are great things. There's no
mm-hmm.
question about that. And, you know, good thing to keep in mind. But they mm-hmm. don't address the deeper energies of what's
right.
really wanting, of what you're wanting,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that mm-hmm. when you say, you know, I want to fit into these jeans, or, you know, what are you really saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's going to be different for everybody, but I can imagine that, you know, if I want to fit into these jeans, or I want to lose 20 pounds.
Why? Like, I think the
well,
why.
Yeah, what? It's diving deeper. So
exactly.
If you could go a couple layers down and say, you know, I want to do these things because I want to do these things in order to feel healthier. I mean, maybe what's actually more important to you is being able to climb a set of stairs without being out of breath.
Exactly.
Or maybe...
It's not
you know,
just
maybe
to have it tighter, but the end result is important.
Yeah, maybe you're trying to quit smoking
mm-hmm.
because you're afraid you won't be there to see your child graduate.
Exactly.
You
what
know,
are the
have,
benefits? Connect
yeah.
the benefits. Connect the benefits.
Exactly. So, you know, I had a client who wanted to quit smoking, and we talked about all the, you know, the different ways and the challenges, and, you know, it was fine. You know, I wasn't trying to push it, but when we connected it in to the client's children,
mm-hmm.
then she actually got really emotional about it. She got,
mm-hmm.
You know, teary eyed, and I realized that there was the emotional aspect that had been missing.
That's right. And then you know what, Carla? If I can just interject here real
mm-hmm,
quickly,
yep.
when
yep.
we approach the goals and the intentions, and for those who still want to call them resolutions, from that viewpoint, it doesn't become a task anymore. It becomes something that you're enjoying, and it comes around without you putting any great effort into it. You're not just looking like, oh, I got to diet or I got to exercise.
Right.
This
right.
is what I'm doing because I want to see my grandbaby walking down the aisle, you know?
Exactly. So what I did with that client was we created, she created little, she made photos of her children and that she just Xeroxed, and she cut them out and she had them around, and every time she bought a pack of cigarettes, and that was fine. She didn't beat herself up for buying the pack of cigarettes. She recognized there's still something here that I need, and that's fine. I'm going to honor it.
Mm-hmm.
But what she did is that she put into the pack or taped around the pack the picture of her daughter.
Wow.
And on the other side, she taped a picture of that something she just found online of an older person playing with a grandchild.
Mm.
And that's what helped her cut back. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm doing it wrong, or I'm feeling bad, or I'm guilty, or I'm a bad person because I know I don't want, you know, none of that. Just when
mm-hmm.
she picked up the cigarettes, she looked at that. And then she, you know, took a minute, and then she, you know, she started by just smoking half the cigarette.
Now getting teary-eyed. Woo.
I'm sorry?
I said, now I am getting teary-eyed.
Yes.
This is powerful stuff, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing that where we miss, when we're not connected in to when we're not connected into the deeper desire, like, okay, mm-hmm. I want to quit smoking. Well, all right. Maybe your desire is that you're feeling, I mean, here, I live in California, and, you know, I've lived here since the mid-80s, and the whole smoking perspective is just, has turned on the smokers. Mm-hmm. It's actually, you know, they're pariahs now, and they're not allowed to be indoors. They can't be here. They can't be by the front door. They can't. And they're starting to feel left out. Mm-hmm. They're starting to feel not loved, and yet
so
they still want to smoke.
It's time for decisions. It's time that they have to make decisions. You know?
Right. But when you just were going to connect in with, oh, I want to quit smoking, that doesn't tell you, wow, I want to actually feel socially connected. I want, you know, so that's what I'm talking about, that the problem with resolutions is that we just do the top level. We don't dive in. We don't get into the real thing, you know. I mean, so, okay, you want to fit into a pair of jeans. Why? What is that pair of jeans? And there's something about that you remember the moment when you wore those jeans. You remember walking in and feeling hot or feeling strong or powerful or feeling like people were looking at you. And you know what? By the time these jeans may even be out of style, but it doesn't matter.
That's right.
What you're really connecting to is that I want to feel strong and powerful, beautiful and hot. It's like, okay, well, good. The jeans are irrelevant. Go buy some new jeans and feel that way. You can feel that way right now.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. If you're just joining, you're listening to the voice of Carla Detchen. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly.
You
and
are.
I want you to remind you that you can call in 646-915-8166 and be part of the conversation.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and I'm going to check in with my caller on the line again. Caller, your second three digits are 509. Would you tell us who you are and where you're calling from? If you are just listening, if you tell me that, then I won't keep bothering you. Are you there, caller? Your last four digits are 3148. I just want to listen, Miss Carla.
They just want to listen. I'm good with
that. And that's fine, too. And listen, for the people on the line, if you have a question, please write it in the box or you're welcome to call in 646-915-8166. You do not need to wait for the end of the conversation. Also, sometime during this episode, I'm going to be going to my laptop.
Hey, Daphne,
yes.
You're breaking up again.
I need a studio. I don't know. I am not doing anything differently.
You're back.
Okay. I have not done anything. So maybe there's a short in the studio. Okay. I'm glad to be back. We have an hour and 11 minutes. No, an hour, 60 minutes remaining and 5 seconds. So we're going to go back to to our
Oh, Daphne, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm missing out on what you're saying. It's so frustrating because I want to hear you.
Oh, I am saying we are back to you now. Can you hear?
Ah, perfect. Okay, great. Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what is happening. Okay, so I'm saying we have 59 minutes, so let's just continue.
Okay.
We're talking about... Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, why resolutions don't typically work. And so here's another reason. That we'll set too many resolution goals at once, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just be like,
yep.
Oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. And we just kind of expect, okay, well, that should change because I've got this list. And I've always found that just finding a root goal, meaning just like something that's so core that you so
yep.
care about that
mm-hmm.
you can tackle it in, you know, and then you can tackle it in just like small bits every day. And that, for me in my past, has given me a better chance of success of bringing something new into the new year. You know, it could be something very specific like, you know, I will try to be more peaceful or
mm-hmm.
calmer or
mm-hmm.
loving this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you can list maybe 10 or 15 little things that could contribute
bite
to
size.
That.
Exactly, bite size. What's it going to take? What is it going to take for you to be successful?
Right.
It's going to come, yep.
It could be that you're going to, you know, you're going to meditate even just for 10 minutes or
mm-hmm.
you're going to go sit in the sun and close your eyes or
mm-hmm.
go for a walk or, you know, what are all the different little tiny pieces that would matter to you that might bring you that just 5 minutes of calm or peace. Or perhaps there's a self-love aspect that, you know, you could come up with little bite-sized pieces for, or kindness.
But
see, these are...
It's like custom designing an outfit for you. It's like you're custom designing something. This needs to be for you, not for your spouse or anybody else, but for you.
And now I'm finding that those kinds of... you know, deep core resolutions tend to work better.
Yes.
I know that when I was still doing resolutions, the one, I had one word 1 year, and it was act. That was it. I had come
yeah.
off multiple years of being stuck in a job I wanted to leave. It was the job that was empty and meaningless, yet I hadn't figured
yeah.
out what to do next, so I couldn't leave. And I was ready to move from where I was living. I was single. I mean, and I just said, act.
Mm,
put myself
action.
In motion.
I love it.
And it was actually one of the biggest transformative years of my life. So when we talk about resolutions, they can be that simple as long as you're that powerfully connected to it. I was very powerfully connected to that one word. I mean, it was a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like, please
mm-hmm.
let me
mm-hmm.
act. I'm so tired of not acting.
And, you know, Carla, as you mentioned that three-letter word, act, immediately I look on it and I saw action, commitment, and transformation. And that's what it took for
Beautiful.
You to get to where you are.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. And that is exactly what happened that year for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able, because it was so simple and because it was so powerfully connected and core to what I wanted, I was able to remember the energy of me saying that night at New Year's Eve, like,
yep.
act, just please
mm-hmm.
act.
That's right. You've been doing everything else, so it's time to act. Get
and
off
that,
your hind.
That propelled me.
Exactly. Wonderful. Wonderful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
So now you
have stopped practicing resolution and you have found a new path which has transformed who you are, so much so that you have a yearning desire. You have developed a yearning desire to make sure that others start to implement the same thing. Would you like to talk about your new practices?
I would. So for me, I started implementing all of these little things, all of these little changes. I mean, first of all, as I said, I was starting to learn I've spent the last 20 years learning all the different pieces. For me, I like to learn about on a broad level and then synthesize it into something that's very unique. So as I said, I learned all of these different aspects. And each one of them taught me and informed me and helped me, you know, grow and change until finally I was like, all right, I'm ready to bring this out into the world, it's when I started my coaching practice, which is innerdiva.com, mm-hmm. which my business, I focus mostly on women.
Carla,
yes.
before you tell the business, what that name and how did that name develop?
How did the name develop?
Uh-huh, Inner Diva.
Oh, Inner Diva. I was at an event in Oregon called the Oregon Country Fair, which is a very, very, very fun, unique event. And I had been blessed, gifted with a camping pass, which meant that I could spend the night at the fair. And at night, the fair turns into this just magical world where all the people who work at the fair hang out and play with each other and create.
Wow.
And the musicians play just for each other. And, you know, the food is happening, but it's just for the people who put the fair on.
The workers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was walking one night, and I was, you know, really focused on, you know, what this new coaching business is going to be. And I was thinking to myself about one of the things that I used to do was I used to have these coaching packages that you could purchase from me, where I would come, and one of the days was that I would come and transform your closet. Now I'm not a closet organizer. That's not my goal. Well, what I would do is that we would do these coaching sessions around how do you want to show up in the world? Who are you really? Who are you trying to become? And once we knew who that was, we would dive into the woman's closet and be like, okay, well, you know, this doesn't match that. This does, you know, this doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this came from your mother, but you don't really like it. All right. And we would just start clearing out this old stuck energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted a name that would embody sort of that kind of feeling of that I was bringing out the diva in the woman, but I didn't want it to be about shopping. I didn't want it to be about, you know, materialism. I wanted it, and then I want it to be about her inner core self, and the word inner diva came to me.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Because honestly, you know, there is a diva in all of us. Even some of the men now we hear talking about their inner divas, you know.
I have lots of men on my list, and they crack up because I send out my emails to, you know, darling diva, you know, whatever, and they laugh because that's what they're being called.
You know, I get so excited when I have an event that I think I label women and the men turn up. They said they're not letting a label stop them because they know that there's something powerful taking place here when all the women gather, you know.
No
wonderful
question. Some of my best clients and most committed listeners are men. I love men, so it works for me.
Exactly, and they are sure they are. I want to remind people to call in at any time. The number is 646-915-8166. And you guys in the chat room, you can make a call to ask your questions or make a statement, whatever it is. If you are a client caller and you are on the line, we want to hear from you.
I'm happy to do a little
8166.
I'm happy to do a little New Year's coaching with anyone who would like to receive that. So that would be fun.
All right. Let me ask the person on this line if they want a coaching. Hold on. I keep going. I hope they'll be fed up of me asking them and speak. Caller, last 7 digits are 509-3148. Are you there? Where are you calling from? Are you interested in receiving a coaching session at no cost from Carla?
I think we have some shy ones, which is fine.
No, this person is still not speaking. All right. Well, okay. So anyone, when someone call in Carla, I will let you know.
Perfect.
We have 49 minutes remaining. When do you want to do the meditation? At the end?
There's one more. There's a couple more aspects when I was looking at why resolutions don't work, and then we can do some work about how to make them work. So, you know. So I had one other thought, which is one of the problems that I touched on it before, that we bring the old energy of 2013 or the last year with us because, you know, it's who we are. It's like, okay, on December 31st, this is who I am. And obviously we don't change that much just because the calendar flips over. But we want to change. But the thing is we're not shifting the energy that needs to change in order to make the change show up. So we're just dragging our old energy from 2013 into the new year, and suddenly, you know, just because we have a list of resolutions, we're expecting something to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how we change habits. So it's why we set ourselves up for failure. And then when we set ourselves up for failure, we start to feel badly, and we start to feel guilty. And then we just drop the resolution and sweep it under the rug. And, you know, it's just, it's actually a very negative cycle.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy that we are having this conversation on the fifth day of the month of January, because it's not too far gone for people to start anew. Because we all have a clean slate now, and we want to start off on the right footing. What would an action plan be for us to start to walk? What would it like?
Well, you know, I read recently about a businessman who had just completed this trip to India. And a very successful, you know, businessman. He was very happy with how the business had gone. He was in the airport on the way home, and he noticed that Mother Teresa was still alive, and he noticed that she was in the airport. And he was like, "Oh wow, that's really cool. I would love to be able to talk with her." And he ended up being seated next to her, and she asked him, what do you do? And he's, you know, launched into what he did for work, and that he just sold this new thing in India, and that he was very proud, and he was launching new factories, and these things were happening. And she listened, and then she placed her hand on his wrist, and she just said very quietly, "Yes, I understand, but what I was asking you is, what do you do that really matters?" And he said, he said that question stuck with him for decades, and it became one of the driving questions in his life. And he ended up creating a big nonprofit. I mean, he changed so much in his world because of that question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important question to ask ourselves. What do we do that really matters?
Mm-hmm. Give me a break, Carla. I want to welcome Barton and to the show. You're welcome to call in. Thank you for joining the chat room. You're welcome to call in at any time to call or make a remark or comment. The number is 646-915-8166. Thank you, Carla. Go ahead.
So I was thinking about you know, it's kind of that's been the overall theme of what I'm talking about, why resolutions don't work. They don't work because we don't dive deep enough.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get into the subconscious desires that really drive us. We don't dive into the things that really matter. And so we have our to-do lists, and they're important. I mean, it is important. But when we start to create and clear our lives, clear the path so that we're so that what really matters is the number one thing we focus on, everything shifts. And that's you know, we could dive into the meditation, Daphne, because I think that kind of addresses that on a little bit. So should we do that?
Oh, yes, you may go ahead.
Okay, great. All right, guys. So I'm just going to have you just follow along here. You don't have to do anything. Just listen and allow whatever comes up to come up, okay? This is super easy. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And let's get started by slowing and deepening our breath. Let's go ahead and take in 3 slow, deep breaths. And as you do that, just allow your body to relax and soften with each breath. Because when we focus on our breath in this manner, we allow our internal defenses as well as our blood pressure to lower. We allow ourselves to soften and open and just allow. So just keep breathing slowly and deeply. And feel yourself start to relax. So close your eyes, because we're going to take a little tour. And I'm inviting you to imagine that you could leave your body behind right where it is. And that the awareness part of you, allow that witness part of you to simply rise up out of your body. And just imagine that you could just float up and ascend, you know, several thousand feet in the air. Because what we're looking for here is the bird's eye view, the higher self perspective, the larger perspective. And as you feel yourself rising up, you can notice your house below you and, you know, maybe your neighborhood and your town, you know, all laid out below you. And what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to imagine that you can see a timeline below you of this past year of 2013. And just imagine that you could envision the year in just big bite-sized chunks laid out below you. Maybe it's organized into months or seasons. Or maybe if you have kids, maybe it's all about the school year and summer. Or perhaps it naturally organizes around some big projects you are working on, or maybe vacations. Just allow yourself, it's your life, it was your past, allow it to organize itself any way it wants. And you're just looking down just for this big overview of past of this last year. And what I want to ask you to do is ask for one part of that year. You're just looking down and there it is. This is the, you know, the year in review. And ask for one part of that year to light up and call your attention to it. A little blinky light, like over here, this part. You might want to dive in a little closer to see exactly what's lighting up. And if you can't see this, it's fine. Just ask to know it. Ask to feel it in your body or hear it. I know not everybody sees things when they close their eyes and does visioning work. It's totally fine. Use the channel that works for you. So you're diving in and you're seeing what this little blinky light event is calling, okay? And so go ahead and see what it is. Like, what is it that's blinking? What is it that wants you to pay attention to it from this past year? And once you see what it is, just allow that event to replay in your mind. And don't get stuck in it, especially if it was something that was challenging. You know, the part of you that's just the witness part is what's working here, and you can just look at this neutrally. You can watch, remember what happened from the neutrality of your bird's eye view. So I'm going to ask you to have a conversation with this event, which might seem a little odd, but you'll find that there's lots of information here. So now that you have this event in mind, is this something that happened to you last year, or some kind of thing that you know went down in your past? And I want you to ask this event this question, and just allow whatever answer that floats into your head first to be the right answer. Don't overthink it. Turn the brain off. We're not in thinking mind right now. We're just observing and noticing and learning. So ask this event that has beckoned you to pay attention to it. Ask it, why are you calling out to me? What information do you have for me? What would you like me to pay attention to here? And then just listen. Typically, there's an energy or an action that's incomplete and that it wants your attention. And the only way that you can, you know, the past is done, the future is not written yet. The only place where we have action is in the present moment. So ask this past piece, is there something that's incomplete? Is there something that you want me to do or to clear in order to be complete with this past event? Now, for some of you, you know, you're looking back on a really positive thing, something that was a win, something that you really accomplished. And the answer of what needs to be done in this moment might be that you should honor and celebrate that accomplishment, because we don't always spend enough time really honoring what we've done. Most of us just move on quickly to the next to-do list item. So possibly that's what's wanting to happen here. So you can think about that. Is there anything in your past year that you really want to honor? Give yourself a high five for. Just say, I am so proud. I did that. I can't believe I did that. And for others, this thing that you're looking at, this thing that's lighting up for you, it might be some unfinished business. So maybe it might be something you need to let go of, something that it doesn't want you to carry into the new year, but it's still sticky, unfinished, incomplete. Maybe you need to forgive someone. Maybe you need to forgive yourself. So just ask this past event that has called your attention, what do you need from me right now? And listen. Is there some action that's needed from me in this present moment in order to complete this past event? Then you might want to make a note if there's an action step, or you could simply make the commitment to complete what's wanted from you, what's being asked. Because the reason you want to do it is that so that you can be free from this event and not have any stuck energy dragged with you into 2014. I mean, the biggest way to make the biggest difference in the new year is to really start fresh, is to reset your energy, is to cut out and let go and complete what's done. Because it holds psychic space. And until you complete it, it's like taking up room on your hard drive. But completing it allows, the memory's still there, but allows you to let go and move forward with fresh, open space. The best way to move forward in the new year with lightness and ease is to complete with the past. Otherwise, it's just an energetic ball and chain you're dragging around with you. I think that's one reason why in Alcoholics Anonymous, in AA, one of the 12 steps, and it's one of the more powerful steps I understand, is they ask people in AA to make a list of all your past transgressions, and then they ask you to make the effort to make amends so that you can go through and go back to the people you might have harmed. And the reason they do that is because that action of making amends releases you from past stuck energy. It releases you from this old guilt. It releases you from the patterns that were the patterns that created you from having the addiction problem in the beginning. And that allows you, when you release this past stuck stuff, you know, allows all of us to move forward into a new life. So just take a minute, a little few seconds here to finish writing any notes that you might have made, anything that you're like, okay, all right, I need to make a phone call or send a letter, send an email, whatever it is that is calling you. See if you can make the commitment to yourself. Yep, I'm willing. I'm willing to clean this up because I don't want to carry it around anymore. And now, when you're done with that, we're going to just rise back up into that bird's eye perspective. You just do that with your attention and your intention. You just say, okay, I'm going to go back up. And we're going to erase and clear that timeline we were looking at of 2013. Here's the thing. You can always come back and do this exact same exercise again. You can listen to the replay once it's archived in Daphne's show, and you can just do it again and clear out any other pieces from the past that are calling for your attention. But for now, we're going to move on, and we're going to create a new timeline. And this one's for 2014. Now, unlike 2013, which is complete and already written, 2014 has much more possibility. Nothing is set in stone yet. So it's a more fluid perspective. So just allow your 2014 timeline to organize yourself, organize itself in any way it wants. So just allow it to just lay itself out. And again, it could be by season or by plans or projects you have in mind. So what we're looking for on this timeline same thing. We're going to ask for something in the future to light up and call your attention. Now, you know, for perhaps it's a big milestone, like a wedding or a baby, or maybe you're moving, something that you already have in the works. Maybe it's a vacation, or it's just something unexpected. Whatever it is, just allow. You don't have to drive it. Just allow whatever wants your attention for the coming in the future of 2014. Simply allow it to light up. And once it does, or just allow it to come into your awareness if you're not seeing it. Just allow it to speak into your ear, whisper into your body. Then go ahead and dive down and get a closer perspective of what's calling your attention. Now, when you take a look at it this time, it might be a little fuzzier than what you were seeing from the past. But if you can't see anything clearly, just simply ask to know what it is or to feel it. And allow the information to come in almost as if it's like you're tuning in to like a faded radio signal. You know, it's like, oh, it's a little staticky, it's not as clear. You know, there's a lot of things that can change it because it's the future. But it's there, and it's calling you. So just see if you can tune it in as clear as possible. So ask this future event, is there anything I need to do now in order to prepare for this event? Is there something I need to leave behind in order to make it happen? What do I need to do now to be the person I will need to be to really rock out this future event? You know, and that's true. You know, I know some of you might be seeing something that's not, you know, wouldn't be on the surface seen as something really positive. You know, maybe you're seeing something more challenging on your horizon. You know, I did this work with a client once, and she saw that her mother was going to pass in the new year. And that wasn't very happy news to her. But what happened turned out to be so powerful because she decided, we worked together on that vision, and she decided to take the time in the present moment to shift her life. You know, even if her mother didn't pass, well, which her mother did but in that year, but even if her mother didn't pass, she decided to make the steps like, wow, what is it that I can do with this knowledge to really make this a powerful experience. And so what my client decided to do was she decided to take the time in the present moment to spend with her mother, which she did in a very sweet, special way. And so they were able to form a lot of memories. She was able to work with her mother to help her get her life organized and just share time together, just share lunches and more phone calls than normal. And my client worked on herself, though, as well, to clear out all her old frustrations and hurts from her past relationship from her mother, things that would have maybe kept her from picking up the phone or kept her from sending an email because they were still, you know, little frustrations and irritations or pains. So she really worked. She did the internal work. My client did the internal work. We did it together to clear out her old, all this old stuck, you know, hurt, painful stuff, so that when her mother did pass, my client was more at peace. She was more fulfilled. And she was a whole lot less guilty than she would have been if she hadn't asked the question that I'm asking you to ask right now. What can I do now in order to prepare for this possible event I see coming on my horizon? So just listen. See what comes up. Take some notes if appropriate. Mostly what I'm asking you to do is just to feel into the energy of what it would be like to make those changes now and what it would feel like to show up at that future event that you see there, whether it's positive, maybe you're seeing yourself, you know, just receiving an award or transforming your business or being at a child's graduation or whatever it is that you're seeing. What would it feel like to make the changes now that you want to make, so that you can show up at that future event centered, calm, peaceful, powerful, ready to be your highest potential self? What would it be like to be prepared and open and willing and awake to what wants to unfold? Because that's the stuff that'll pull you forward into action. If you can picture yourself at that future event that you're seeing now in 2014, transformed into your highest possible future self, and you can get some steps in order to get from here to there, that's a powerful resolution. That's beyond a resolution. That's a transformational perspective. That's a way to change everything in your life and stick to it. So go ahead and finish up whatever notes that you need to take. Say goodbye to that future self that is beckoning you and trying to give you a heads up on how to prepare for the best, most rockin' life in 2014. And when you're ready, release that vision and come back to your bird's eye view. Let your 2014 timeline dissolve. And again, you can come back to this exercise again and again and envision the true work of who you need to be and what you need to do to really show up as your best possible future self. But for now, just simply allow yourself to slowly sink back down in your body, feeling your breath greet you as you drop back in. Allow yourself to get centered in the present moment, remembering that this is the only place of power and action. This is the only place where you can impact anything, right here in the present moment. So feel your body again. Give yourself a little hug and a little shake to wake you back up again. And be sure to thank yourself for being willing to play and to change and to grow and evolve. Note that you are on the leading edge of this transformational time which is sweeping our world right now. You are waking up to your true potential and your full awareness, your grace, your power, your fullness. And as you do that, you'll find that your life gets both more powerful and more full of ease. And you'll find that you'll be able to transform the lives of those around you with that same grace and with that same ease. So great job. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll bring Daphne back on.
All right. Thank you, Kat. Thank you so much. That was powerful. And I'll go back to the archive so I can take full advantage of these both exercises, because I had to be technically attuned to the board and all of that, but I'm going to go back to make sure I get full advantage. And with 20 minutes and 15 seconds remaining, this is the time when you can call in to get your free reading / coaching from Carla. And you may do so by dialing 646-915-8166. I will take you in the order that you call in. I'll go back to this person that's on the phone and see whether or not they would like the coaching. I'm going to open your phone. I don't want to call all their telephone numbers out. So I'm going to call the first six numbers of the person. Hello, caller. Your first six digits are 415509. Where are you calling from and your name, please? I think they're not saying. They probably just want to listen, okay? I thank you for listening in for the duration of the show.
Right, so thank you for listening, too. Yep.
I want to welcome, I think this is my friend from Canton, Ohio, maybe. Miss Computer Lady, I'm not sure if this is you. COGIC Refuge. Is that you, Miss Computer Lady? If that's you, you want to call in to get a free coaching from Carla. I want to welcome Barton M. to the show. Now the lines are open for the reading. We only have 18 minutes remaining. Guests, 2735307831763273329455543. It's your time to call in and take advantage of the free coaching / reading. So let me hear from you. All right, somebody's typing. Let me wait to see what they are typing. You can go ahead, Carla, if there's anything else you want to say until someone calls in or something. But go ahead to the mic and read what they say.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there, Daphne. But, we were starting to talk about what you were doing for your New Year's resolution and how you had gotten into this much more powerful way of using vision boards, and that you were really spending some concentrated, intentional time calling in the energy of the new year.
Okay, let me just refer to the show. So I was just settling in here. Thank you. COGIC Refuge. Yes, you always, and you are not a new listener. I think I've seen you here in the chat room before. But you are welcome. You will be able to listen to the entire archive. But if you want a free session, you can call the telephone number and she will deal with you. The number is 646-915-516. And again, you have access to call into the show, 646-915-8166. You can call in. Yes, Carla, I've been working with vision boards for many years, but this year I did something new. I created a vision wall, and what I did, I purchased a world map, and on that map, I identified the places I wanted to go this year to speak, and I just put a sticky note on there, speaking here, speaking here, speaking here. And this is just something that I felt led to do this year. And I have it mounted where I'm seeing it as I go and come daily. I am seeing that. This is something I started this year more consistent to. It's something I knew about. But I just start to implement this since I went to the Awesomeness Fest, and that is meditation. Mm-hmm. I knew the power of that, but I had not done it consistently. So these are the two new things that I've implemented in my practice, and I'm now really, really concentrating on my intentions. And, you know, my intentions is helping me to attract all the things that I deserve. It's also helping me to operate more deeply in my authenticity and to manifest that which is already right here in me. Let me read what somebody else wrote. Boston M. said, when I went back to the past year in the meditation, I found that I have some anger around my issue that is remaining from the past. How do I understand and release the anger in order to move on? You got the question, Carla?
I've got the question. It's a great question. And there's so many layers to that question. I'm going to give you just a couple, the easiest ones. Just like I was showing you guys to go back and ask the event itself, you were actually having a conversation with an event and you were getting information from it. You can go back to the people in the event, or you can drop back into that space and say, so I see that there's anger that came out of that. So what do I need to do to transform it? You can ask the questions, ask the person, who is it that you're angry at? And I don't mean ask them in their physical self here. I'm talking about having a conversation on that higher plane where we just easily drifted up to and got that bird's eye perspective. You can connect in and talk with them on the higher plane and just say, so I'm kind of pissed off here. So how are you feeling? What do you need from me? Because I'm feeling this stuck energy between us. So what is it that's still stuck here? So if I was going to look at, just sort of tune in to see what the energy of that situation or anger, would be like, and what the message of it is. The first things that are coming up for me are just there's forgiveness, and that's needed. That might need to be happening, and something that the caller can think about. It's like, is there something that he or she needs to forgive himself for, or the other person? And here's the thing: if you're not ready to forgive, it's okay. Forgiveness is a massively powerful energy, but it doesn't happen unless you're really, really feeling it.
Wonderful.
So those are a couple of the ideas that I would look at.
Just one more thing. There is someone that says that they're on your mailing list and they wanted to know if you were going to offer a replay. It's available to be downloaded from the website. But yes, Carla will be able to put the link on all her places as well, so you can download it. Okay, person with the caller, Banton M, says, thank you, caller. We still have 11 minutes remaining if anyone wants to call in. If not, caller, I want you to go ahead and summarize your whatever you want to summarize with for the listeners. And I just want everybody to know that it will be accessible to be downloaded. Carla will post the link. I'll put the link out there. And we encourage you to share the link with your people that you are in touch to so that they can get the advantage of this powerful conversation. Okay,
well, actually,
Carla.
Daphne, I would love to offer your listeners a gift. If they wanted to connect with me, I don't always open my coaching practice, but I'm going to be opening up a few slots at the end of this month.
Okay.
And if people are interested in that, the gift is that I will offer anybody who emails me, and the email would be, it's Carla. It's Carla with a C. So C-A-R-L-A at innerdiva, D-I-V as in Victor, D-I-V-A revolution. So Carla.
Hold on, I'm typing it, D-I-V-A, Carla at innerdiva.
Revolution.
R-E-V-E.
No, R-E-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, okay. revolution.com.
Oh, revolution.com. Okay, I put it in the chat room.
She's got
all right.
It. So if you email me there and you just put in the subject line Daphne, I will absolutely offer everybody who calls in from Daphne's from this phone call. I will offer you a discounted package, and because I love Daphne and I believe so much in what she's doing, I will also donate. I'll donate 10% of each of the proceeds of those packages to Daphne's foundation. So that
all
we can
right.
be together, we can be feeding some kids in Jamaica.
Thank you.
Warm
thank
breakfast.
You. Thank you. I will also, Carla, send you the link so that if you want them to donate directly to the foundation link that we created, you'll have
that. That's a great idea.
So we have 8 minutes remaining. I want to give you 6 minutes to summarize and then the other two for closing.
Okay, great.
And I want to thank you for investing in my mission and vision, Carla, and for taking time out to invest in my people. I just wanted to say that.
Daphne, such a pleasure. I know you regular listeners of Daphne know what an engaging, beautiful, gorgeous soul she is. I mean, this woman, she is so loving, so giving. And, you know, I was launching my speaker series, innerdivarevolution.com, when I sent out an email to the – I met Daphne through Awesomeness Fest, and I sent out an email to that list because, you know, I just expressed, wow, this is – I'm scared here that I'm starting this new venture, and I could use some help and love and support. And Daphne just jumped in, and I made sure I met her in person, and we had a lovely dinner together in Dominican Republic, and now she's inviting me here. I know there'll be more things that we'll be doing in the future, but that all comes from her beautiful, loving, giving energy. So I just want to honor you, Daphne, for
thank
putting
you
that
so
out
much.
Into the world.
Thank you so much, and I know, you know, I know there's going to be a lot more, so I'm so thankful.
Yeah. Well, if I were going to summarize, again, I would want people, if they're going to consider the idea of resolutions or change or bringing a new energy into the new year, that I would want them to look at what's under, what's the deeper part, so that they're not just looking at the top level. They're not just saying, you know, I should go to the gym more. They're saying, wow, I'm noticing that my knees are starting to hurt. I'm noticing that I can't climb stairs. I'm noticing that I'm a little scared, that maybe I'm not going to be here long enough for my children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
mm-hmm.
I want to go to the gym. Because when you key into those deeper, deeper underlying energies that we kind of ignore because they're scarier and deeper, then that's the kind of thing that changes our behavior. And also, I'm asking people to maybe not do too many resolutions at once. Sometimes the most powerful resolution is just one simple, overarching goal, one word, one, I'm going to be kind to myself, I'm going to love mm-hmm. myself, and then create a number of, you know, little 2-minute, 5-minute ways that you can do that so that it's just simple, simple, so that you can succeed. Because, you know, it's really hard to change a habit.
Mm-hmm,
you want to set yourself up for success as much as possible. And that the third thing that I would like people to remember is that you don't want to drag the old energies from the new year with you into the new year, the old energies from the past year. So go back, listen to that meditation, do it over and over again, clear out what's ready to be done, and start fresh. You know, last night, Daphne, what I did all
mm-hmm.
afternoon,
yes.
I ripped out my closet. I mean, I had
wow.
everything strewn, and today I look at that, and every time I go into it, it's like, ah, it feels so clean. I cleaned out all the old junky energy, and now I am fresh. And so, of course, I'm in my closet every day, and every time I walk into it, I'm reminded of newness. I'm reminded of moving forward. So find something in your physical space to clean or change so that you can remember that we're entering a new year. And let's honor.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful.
So I also want to invite people who don't, you don't have to want to coach with me, but if you would like to just follow what
I'm
doing. Yeah, you can give me your, you can provide your email address at my website, which is Inner Diva, D-I-V-A, Revolution, R-E-V-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, innerdivarevolution.com. And that's the speaker series that I just completed. We'll be doing more speakers in the coming months, and that's all free. You're just signing up for lots of free content. I interview amazing people just like Daphne and other transformational teachers and leaders and visionaries, and they share their stuff. You'll get all kinds of goodies from them for free. And I'll be doing that on an ongoing basis. And then I'm going to be engaging with some of these speakers, some of these other teachers, and we'll be creating some programs designed just for you guys, especially for the women, but we love the men. But to really make sure that you have the help and support you need to do what you're, the energy, that, to do the resolutions that you're setting right now, to do the changes, to make sure you, those goals that you really, really want that are going to happen in this year. So if you're interested in learning about that, you'll get on my mailing list. You go to innerdivarevolution.com and just put in your email address, and you'll be put on my email list, and I'll keep you in the loop. You can also you can find me on Facebook as well. So lots of ways to stay connected.
All right. So I just want to honor you. I just want to thank you for coming on and so generously invested in what I do. I want to thank you, and I want to invite people who sign on tonight as guests, I want you to please mark this show as a favorite, and I want you to come back, and I also want to direct you to visit DaphneClarkHudson.com and get on my mailing list too. This way you won't be a stranger. You'll be kept informed of all the amazing things that we're doing. And as I always tell my listeners, you were created for a destiny. And I want you to forget about what you did in the past, and I want you to start painting on canvas of 2014. And I look forward to hear all the amazing stories that you will be sharing, because this episode today has directed you in a new direction on this path. Carla, my sister, I'll be talking with you, and I want to encourage everyone to continue to follow their destiny. So long, and have a blessed week, everybody.
Thank you, Daphne.
What's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Oh,
You've been called